This episode is sponsored by ExtraHop. ExtraHop provides threat detection and response for the Enterprise, not the Starship. On-prem security doesn't translate well to cloud or multi-cloud environments, and that's not even counting IoT. ExtraHop automatically discovers everything inside the perimeter, including your cloud workloads and IoT devices, detects these threats up to 35% faster, and helps you act immediately. Ask for a free trial of detection and response for AWS today at extrahop.com/trial.
Good morning, AWS, and welcome to the AWS Morning Brief. I'm Cloud Economist Corey Quinn, and this, as I just finished saying, is the AWS Morning Brief. Not too much to talk about in light of last week, so let's just dive in about what AWS has in store for us this time. Amazon Elasticsearch Service now publishes events to Amazon CloudWatch and Amazon EventBridge for service software updates. Meanwhile, Elastic publishes events via press release and court filings. Don't get me started on their license drama again. We've already beaten that one half to death. Amazon Kinesis Video Streams updates media playback API service quotas to enable 10x more simultaneous consumers. Because what is a 10x engineer without a 10x bill to show for it? Once you hit that point, you get to open a ticket to find out what you have to do so AWS lets you spend even more money than that. Amazon Transcribe supports word-level confidence scores for streaming transcription. Frankly, if I'm judging them on their terrible service names, and I assure you that I very much am, AWS would benefit from a hell of a lot less word-level confidence. Announcing general availability of Amazon Redshift data sharing. Along with their cross-database queries, Amazon Redshift is boldly releasing new features or crying in the corner begging Snowflake to just take their lunch money and leave them alone already. We don't support bullying unless it's bullying a trillion-dollar company, in which case it's just funny. AWS Backup adds support for continuous backup and point-in-time recovery of Amazon RDS instances. I'm a huge fan of enhancements to AWS backups because backups are important, almost as important as restores. On the other hand, wait, you mean that thing wasn't being backed up is a terrifying realization for anyone to have. Hopefully you have it while there's still time to fix it. AWS Lambda adds 4 trusted advisor checks. While these are of course welcome changes, I just want to highlight the inherent hypocrisy in having a service called Trusted Advisor that applies to a service whose inherent use case is, screw off, we're not going to fix our own service problems, do it yourself, and then pay us for the privilege. Introducing a new API allowing you to stop in-progress workflows in Amazon Forecast. 90% of AWS features and enhancements come from customer requests, as anyone from AWS will tell you even when you weren't asking in the first place. Now, clearly, the customer request that sparked this feature was, holy hell, how do I stop using this thing immediately?
This episode is sponsored in part by Chaos Search. As basically everyone knows, trying to do log analytics at scale with an Elk stack is expensive, unstable, time-sucking, demeaning, and just basically all around horrible. So why are you still doing it, or even thinking about it, when there's Chaos Search? Chaos Search is a fully managed, scalable log analysis service that lets you add new workloads in minutes and easily retain weeks, months, or years of data. With Chaos Search, you store, connect, and analyze, and you're done. The data lives and stays within your S3 buckets, which means no managing servers, no data movement, and you can save up to 80% versus running an Elk stack the old-fashioned way. It's why companies like Equifax, HubSpot, Klarna, AlertLogic, and many more have all turned to Chaos Search. So if you're tired of your Elk stacks falling over before it suffers, or of having your log analytics data retention squeezed by the cost, then try Chaos Search today and tell them I sent you. To learn more, visit chaossearch.io.
Get to know the first new AWS Heroes of 2021. Another quarter, another batch of AWS heroes eagerly signing up to do volunteer work for a $1.6 trillion company. As the resident AWS community villain, I wish them luck. New, lower-cost storage classes for Amazon Elastic File System. EFS offers storage tier that's cheaper, crappier. Contrary to what you might expect from that assessment, this is a wonderful thing. Look for more from me on that in the near future. Safely reduce the cost of your unused DynamoDB tables using on-demand mode. Alternately, you can unsafely reduce the cost of your unused DynamoDB tables by turning them off completely, then waiting to see who calls you in a screaming rage. This isn't actual concern, though. We wound up writing an analyzer at the Duckbill Group to determine whether a given table should be converted to provision capacity or on-demand based upon CloudWatch metrics for the table. AWS hasn't provided such a thing, just random code snippets buried in blog posts like this one. The Amazon Lumberyard Build System. AWS talks about how awesome the Lumberyard Build System is in a blog post. Bloomberg talks about how terrible Lumberyard is in an expose. You get to decide which one you find more credible. 2020 in review for AWS CloudFormation. This would have been written months ago, except the stack for the post was stuck in rollback failed state since January. And finally, validate access to your S3 buckets before deploying permissions changes with IAM Access Analyzer. Alternately, you can validate access to your S3 buckets after deploying permissions changes by simply checking the front page of the New York Times for news of a data breach involving your company. That's what happened last week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. Thank you for listening.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.